Michelle Melechem, sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw B'siyata Dishmaya, the idea that there are two basic taxes in Sanhedrin. One is as a, they are poskim, paskin shilas, and the other is to be present as a beis din, to witness things, to represent the Jewish people, to worry about the benefit of the nation. That's another multi-task of the Sanhedrin, in addition to just paskening. And we saw that Parashas Yisro was their paskening task, and Parashas Baal Oscha is the worrying about the good of the people task. And when Moshe Rabbeinu was a posek, he was alone. He was like 71. And when Moshe Rabbeinu was doing the other tasks of the Beis Din, then he was just the top of the Beis Din, and he was the Nasi, but not the actual Beis Din itself. And that is Betamtzis, what we learned in the previous shiur. Now we're going further. The appointment of Yehoshua was dual. First, Moshe was Memani, Yehoshua's Memali Makono, to take his place as far as Mesorah and Kabbalah is concerned. Rambam, his Akdamat Mishnah Torah, writes, Avu Bishalom Nichtava Torah Shabal Peh, Linda Moshe Kula Bebeis Dino Lishivim Zikanim, the Lazar Pinchas Yehoshua Shloshtim Kibbalah Mimoshe, Uli Yehoshua Shu Talmido Shem Moshe Mosar Torah Shabal Peh, Vitzivau Alea. Resha Mesorah Nitnarak Bide Yehoshua, that even though Torah Shabal Peh was not written, Moshe Rabbeinu learned it completely. Taught it completely in his Beis Din to 70 Zekanim, and Elazar and Pinchas and Yeshua were Makabel from Moshe, and Yeshua is the Talmud of Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu gave Torah Shabal Peh, and he commanded him about it. So we see that the Mesorah was given only, like we see, with Yeshua, Shu Talmidol Shel Moshe, Masar Torah Shabal Peh V'tzivah, that was given only to Yeshua. The Mesorah was given only to Yeshua. And Pinchas himself, even though he's Makabel from Moshe, had to be Makabel again from Yehoshua in order to be mitzdarev to the Shalshalas HaKabbalah, like we see in the Rambam. He says, Pinchas mi Yehoshua, v'Yehoshua mi Moshe Rabbeinu. Yehoshua was chosen to be the Makabel and the Moiser. And this Bechira is not just a minui, but rather it's a Kiddush HaGavra, l'shem ze, v'hanakat tchunas gulit be'atzma shel ha'ishiyut. It's not just an appointment, it's the sanctification of the person. And it's understood that Moshe Rabbeinu is based in could not be mitzdarev to this bechira, to this choosing of Yehoshua, only Moshe. Not midin 71, but pashut b'tor mekabel haTorah. As the one who was Makabel the Torah, only Moshe could elevate Yehoshua to this status. The members of the Beis Din of Moshe had to receive once again from Yehoshua, who became separate from them through his appointment for Mesira and Kabbalah, because it would appear that the Sugin Sanhedrin 13b, Amalei Abayel of Yosef, Mismach Sabi B'Shleshem Inalan, Yilei Medachsiv Yismach Otsi Adavala V'yachit Izgibichad, that how do we know that smichas? Where do we know that to ordain elders as rabbis, you need three judges? So if it's from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu laid his hands on Yehoshua and commanded him, so then it should be enough for one man to ordain the new sage as Moshe ordained Yehoshua. So that Gemara does not mean to say that Moshe Rabbeinu gave Yehoshua smicha then. And all the days of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, Yehoshua wasn't a samach. This can't be, because Yehoshua was in the Beis Din of Moshe, he was a chaver in the Beis Din HaGadol, and if he was not a samach, then he couldn't have been appointed to the Beis Din HaGadol. But rather, Yehoshua was samach lohero mikadmiz dina, and here, he wasn't getting smicha for haras, v'shar dini haTorah, Ela Miseres v'Kabbalah, that only he is capable of being Mekabel Toras Moshe and to pass it on to his students. But just legabe the need for three people, the Gemara is Medames Michasabe Lebuchiras Yeshua. Shehivta ba'at smuta v'mauta, smichas ha'gavra ba'ofen yichudi, v'malei makom Moshe Rabbeinu, b'tor moserat ha'Torah. With the regard to a need for three, the Gemara's medame, the smicha, of elders to the Bechir of Yehoshua, which was ba'at smusa v'mahusa, which was essentially, inherently, intrinsically, giving smicha to the person in a unique way to fill the place of Moshe Rabbeinu as the Moser es HaTorah. Lashon ha'yalkut shemoni alatar, Pinchas Remez Tov Shanayin Vav, v'tzivis yosel leinem, u'lahalon oimer, u'lahalon v'atzavenu, ha'ein sivui b'chol mokom ela divrei Torah. That you command them in front of their eyes, command him in front of their eyes, and later on it says, and I will command him. So what does this mean? Means that the tzivui is, it's like when Hashem commands, it's divrei Torah, so too, here also it's divrei Torah. So Yehoshua is being filling Moshe's shoes now as the Moser of divrei Torah. And besides the smicha, Yehoshua was appointed as king. And this is something that is not rooted in horah, it's not psak. It's kiyum davar, it's a maisa beizdin. For that, you need a maisa beizdin. Remember, that's one of the two aspects of beizdin. One is to be paskin, and another is they have a concept called a maisa beizdin. A beizdin has to do something. So for that, Moshe Rabbeinu, you say Moshe beizdino, because Moshe Rabbeinu's yichud was expressed only binyani. In other words, when it comes to paskening shilas, nobody can be with Moshe Rabbeinu. But minui hamelech is mishtayach to the parish of Anasu itcha b'masa ha'am. So there, Moshe Rabbeinu could be mitzarif is based in and appoint Yehoshua king. So as far as being the Moser HaTorah, that Moshe Rabbeinu did alone appointed Yehoshua. But as far as Yehoshua being melech, so for that you need a maisa based in there, Moshe Rabbeinu can... it can combine with the other members, the other Shivim Zakenim. However, look in the Sugya in Sanhedrin, the Zayin Amud Beis, Beinotz in Sanhedros, the Shvatim Alpi Beis, and Shalayin Echad, Menon, Kedashkan, B'moshe, Dugi Sanhedros, so Moshe Mokomayin Echad Kai. So, it says that you only make Sanhedrins for Shvatim with the Beis Din of 71, like we find that Moshe Rabbeinu did so. Moshe Rabbeinu was instead of 71, but here we're talking about a Maisa Minui. And here we don't say Moshe Rabbeinu has been called Mayin Echad. When it comes to a pool of Bezin, Moshe Rabbeinu has not been called in place of 71. Only when it comes to Psak, Moshe Rabbeinu is in place of 71. So it would appear that there's a difference between Minui Melech and Minui Dain B'Sanhedrin. Minui Melech is a formal pool as Bezin that's Mufka Migedo Hoyro. Mashenkein Minui Lekoin. Minui lechahen kechaver b'sanhedrin, the appointment to serve as a member of the Sanhedrin, which is the hashlama, which is which completes the smichas hagavra to paskin in matters that require a beis din of 23 and dinei nefashos. That's what it means to be a member of the Sanhedrin. Minui Melech is a formal pool as based in, that's Mufka Migedo Hoyo. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu could combine with the other members of the based in for that. Mashen Kein, to appoint somebody as a Chavar B'Sanhedrin, that's a Hashlam of the Smichas Gavra to Paskin. A Smicha, the original Smicha, starts generally with the Hechsher Ladum Dine Knasses, like the Gemara in Sanhedrin 13b, Samchen Le Bishma De Rebbe. Vishma kari la Rebbe, v'yavu le'roshusa l'midan dine knasas, he called him Rabbi, and now he could judge dine knasas, so that's only shalem, when he's mismane b'vezin shalchav gimel, because as long as he's not money b'vezin kazeh, he can't be done dine nefashas, and that's a pagam in the hechsher gavra l'horah. Like we see from what the Rambam says in Maamrim 3:5, Emzak in Maamri Chayev Misa, Ad Sheichacham Shegi La Ra Samuch B'San Hedlin. In other words, and there's no Zak in Maamrim, Zak in Maamrim is not Chayev Misa, until he's a Chacham, that he reached the level that he is, he's got smicha to be on the Sanhedrin. In other words, Minui the Sanhedrin, being appointed to the Sanhedrin, is a Maisa smicha. It is not just a formal action. And it's clear that being appointed to the Sanhedrin that smicha is rooted in Haran Psak, because that's Nesinas Rishus to Paskin. And since that's the case, Moshe Rabbeinu's authority was exclusive, and he didn't need the Haskama of his Beis Din. So again, the Minu the Sanhedrin is a Maisa Smicha. That's a Hashlama of his original Smicha. Just like it starts with Dine Knasos, that he gets Smicha to be done Dine Knasos. Then he's appointed in the Beis Din of Chof Gimel, because now he can be done Dine Nefashos. And if he's not money in such a Beis Din, then that's a pagam in his hechsher. It's like a zakin mamre. He's not chayev misa until he's a chacham shegia lo ra samuch b'sanhedrin. He has to have smicha to sit on the Sanhedrin. So this minui the Sanhedrin is a Maisa Smicha. And this Smicha is a Psak. And that's why we see that that the Sanhedrins are pointed, I'll be Bezin Shalom Shemecha, like well, because Moshe Rabbeinu did it. So Moshe Rabbeinu does it alone, because this is Psak. This is the Shlama of his power to Paskin. It's not just a Maisa Beis Din. In relationship to Kiddush Yerba Azaris, Rashi says in Sanhedrin 16b, in relationship to the Sugya of Menani Mili Amar of Shimi Barchia, Amar Kuab Ucholashi Amaros Chastivni Samishkan Mestavis Kolkelov, Vachin Tasu Lidairos, Ma Mishkan Alpi Moshe Vumokum Sanhedrin Gedola Fedoros Alpi Sanhedrin Gedola. How do we know that the city of Jerusalem was extended, the courtyards of the Beis HaMikdash were extended only on the basis of a court of 71 judges. So this is learned from the Pasuk, and according to all that I show you, the patterns of the Mishkan and the patterns of all of its Kelim, and so you shall do, that means for the future generations, just as the Mishkan was fashioned in all of its details according to Moshe's instructions, so too later the Beis HaMikdash is fashioned according to the instructions of the Sanhedrin HaGadol, whose members stand in the place of Moshe. So, Rashi's lashon again is Ma Mishkan Alpi Moshe Makom Sanhedrin Gadol Af LeDoros Alpi Sanhedrin Gadol. The Mishkan was Alpi Moshe, and he's in place of the Sanhedrin Gadol. So to LeDoros. So, Meloshin Rashi, it's Mashma that the Beis Din HaGadol was Mishtatef Bekiddush Al Yedei Hovah. Beis Din HaGadol took part in being the Kaddish Yerushalayim with the Azaris through a psak, not only through Nesinas Rishus, but rather through a psak. Compare Rashi in Shu'ot 15a, in relationship to the Kiddush Erev Azaris, who made Moshe do Melech v'Navi v'Achav Kohen Gadol v'Orim Betum v'Shivin Zekenim. As Moshe Rabbeinu alone could not have done this, he needed the Tzeruf of the 70 Zekenim. So to explain this, it would appear that in relationship to the Tafkid of the Beis and the Kiddush Erev Azaris, there are two halachas. Number one, the Yanida Hayro, Yanida Hachlata to add. And with regard to this din, Alpi is that your Musaf only based in conjunction with their principled establishment. When they, Be'ivrit, Shemosifim Rak Be'etem Lekviyatam Ekronit, We add on only in conjunction with the based in establishing that you should add on to Yirid Mi'Hazaris. And number two, you don't add until Beis Din has given a formal certification. To do it, Ein Mosifim Kolot Lo Nitun Beit Din Ishur Formali LeBitzua Tosefet V'Kan Alpi Hainu Bikvot Netilat Reshut Reshmit. So here Alpi doesn't mean, like we said before, that they're maskim. Here the Alpi means that not that they paskin like we said before, but that they gave their yeshu. They gave their certification to do it, not just a psak. So the gabi, the first din, the base din is a post, is acting as a posek. So Moshe Rabbeinu is instead of the 71. So that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. But as far as the second din goes, that's a kiyum. It's not a hachro. It's not a decision, but rather it's being a kaimis hadavar. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have any special status. And he needed the tzeref of all of his beis, not Rashi says. So we had lechayr estira, because in Sanhedrin it seems that Moshe Rabbeinu alone, and in Shavuos we see 15a, according to Rashi, he needs the beis din as well. So the answer is because you need both. On one hand, you need the psak, and there Moshe Rabbeinu is alone, and you also need a ma'aseh beis din. For that, Moshe Rabbeinu needs the other members of the beis din. Rambam Hilchos Beis HaBechira 6:11. Ain Mosif Nalev Aldos Alpi Melch Alpi Navi Yerumatum Alpi Sanhedrin Shalayin Aleph Skenim Shneimar Atzel Adaros and Moshe Rabbeinu Melechaya. So he Rambam only mentions the special status of Moshe as being 71. He doesn't mention it when he talks about being Moshe V'Lila Azaris. He just says Moshe Rabbeinu was a Melech. So it appeared that even the Das HaRambam, the Rishus was given not only through Moshe Rabbeinu, but through his Beis Din, and he is one of the Chavriya Beis Din. Just like when he was Memaneh, Yehoshua. Like we saw before, as far as being Moser HaTorah, then it was just Moshe and Yehoshua, that's all you needed. But then as far as being a melech, for that Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzaref his beis din. Here also, according to the Rambam, when it comes to being Mosif Aliyah v'Alazaris, he only mentions Moshe Rabbeinu was a melech, not as being kom shivim ve'echad, because here apparently you need a ma'aseh beis din. It's not just enough that Moshe Rabbeinu could be in place of the 71, and therefore he only mentions Moshe Rabbeinu was a melech, because you need to add on with a melech as well. As the old v'reinu, na'anachnu chozrim le'makom she'etchalnu. Lama miyaches haRambam? Why does the Rambam miyaches the takan of Kriyas haTorah ach v'rak l'Moshe Rabbeinu? And he doesn't say like the nusach of the Gemara Nevi'im Shebeinayim, because from the Sigin Bava Kama it emerges that Kriyas haTorah was nitken atekef achar Kriyas Yamsuf for Matan Torah. But it's clear that Yichud Ma'amado shel Moshe etchadesh rak b'Matan Torah al pi haKatuv hinei anuchi ba'i lecha. As Bechirat Moshe Rabbeinu he tozaa menetinat haTorah, v'ma sherak al yado nimserah haTorah liYisrael ve'in avi Asher acher rashai lechadesh davar. Olam kodem laza hayta malat Moshe kamalat yeter hanevi'im. Umanam haya kamovan gadol mehem bechochma ubevav maasim, aval lo haya shoneh meitam. טרם התייחד בסגולתו וייחודו, ולכן כשתקנו קריאת התורה לא היה ביד משה לעשות זאת בלי הסכמת יתר הנביאים. So from the Pesukim Bava Kama it comes out that Kriyas HaTorah was nitkan after Kriyas Yamsuf before Matan Torah. And it's clear that the Yichud Maimed of Moshe Rabbeinu was Mischadesh only at Matan Torah, based on the Pasuk of Hinei Anochi Bai Lech Abav Ha'anan, Bavor Yishmam Bedabri Yimach Vagam Bachoy Aminu La'olam. The Bechira of Moshe is an outcome of the Nesinas HaTorah. Only through him, the Torah was given to the Jewish people, and Ein Navi Acher Rashai L'Chadesh Dover. However, before that, the Maila of Moshe Rabbeinu was Kamailas Yeser HaNevi'im. So he was greater than them, but he wasn't fundamentally different than them. And therefore, when they were attacking Kriyas HaTorah, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't do so without the Haskam of the other Nevi'im. He wasn't the only Machriya. And therefore, Chazal say that who made this Takana? Nevi'im Shebeinayim B'tiknu, Moshe Beis Din, or not Moshe alone. Beautiful. So that's the Sugya and Bava Kamma. Moshe needed his Beis Din for this, because he wasn't on the level alone to Paskin like Moshe. But why does the Rambam say it's Dafka Moshe? So in Hilchos Avel 1:1, the Rambam says, "Aval shara shiva yamim eino din Torah, af al pi shenemar b'Torah v'yas la'aviv evel shivat yamim, nitna Torah v'nitchadsha halacha, Moshe Rabbeinu tiken lam l'Yisrael shivat yamei avelut v'shivat yamei hamishteh." As mevoar b'Rambam, כי האבלות בת שבעת ימים, אף על פי שהוזכרה בתורה, היא מתקנת משה רבנו. והנה, so what do you see from here? You see that the 7 days are תקנת משה רבנו. It's mentioned in the Torah, but it's תקנת משה רבנו. That's what's מחייב. Now we have to understand. So you can say Nidna Torah v'nischad shahalacha. This Vayas la'aviv evel shivus yamim was before Matan Torah. So you can say Nidna Torah v'nischad shahalacha. But why don't we say that b'taris takana, the niyuk of zayin yamei avelus, is already from the zman of the avos? So why doesn't the Rambam say that Moshe the Yosef atzadik already was metaken the shivus yamei avelus v'yas la'aviv evel shivus yamim? So it's muchat the yisod of nitna torah v'nischad shalacha yischal even on takanas mimei avos v'ashvatim. After matan torah, everything was mischadish takanas kedumos batlu u'gedei lahatzilam minishia. You had to be mechadish them again because their koach is finished. Rambam Melachim 9:1 ba'avram v'nitzdavi yeser al ela. So in other words, he doesn't say Tikain. He says Ba Avram Avinu v'uspal al shachris. And the beer is that Tikun Avram is not takef acharei matan Torah, and therefore you can't say Avram Avinu is metakein shachris, because tokef takanaso is finished after nitna Torah. The power of his takan is over after matan Torah. We can only say the historical fact that Avram Avinu davened. But Chovas HaTfila that's Mechayiv Oz is not Mushrish in the Tfila of Avram Avinu. In the Sugya it says a Lashon of Takan Avram Tikein Tfila Shachris, Tfila's always Tikein. But the Rambam understood that when the Gemara says that it has a more general meaning, not that he was Mamish at Takana, and therefore he just says a Lashon of Huispalel, but not that he was Mechayiv it for us. So Hu Adin Ben Ogeh L'Kriyas HaTorah, the Takana lefnei matan Torah through Moshe and his other and the other Nevi'im, lo aya kocha yafeh limashech kechova lachar matan Torah, kivan shenitna Torah v'netchadsha halacha, v'zkukim hayu letakana chadasha, me'ein hayishana kedei shetatmid ledorot. Aval acharei matan Torah, shuv lo nitna hizdamnut lenevi'im shebaoto ador להשתתף בתיקון חובת קריאת התורה. That for Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu made this takana with the other Nevi'im. But that can't continue as a takana after Matan Torah, because Nitna Torah v'nischad shahalacha, they needed a new takana, like the old one, in order that it should remain l'doros. But after Matan Torah, that Nevi'im could no longer be mishtatef in the tikun chovas kriyas haTorah. Moshe already was Mukhtar b'Torah other than Nevi'im. Nitna Torah yodov v'nesra machlokes alav. Hu churaz ha'idei HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'moreh u'machriah posek b'chol ha'Torah kula. As in ken pak'a zikato l'beitin ha'gadol v'nogea l'horah v'tikun. V'chol takana b'oto dor Now Moshe Rabbeinu, after Matan Torah, doesn't need anybody anymore. Now he's the unique, not the lonely man of faith, the lonely man of Nevuah. He's the only Navi on his level. Nobody, he can paskin on his own. He can make a hora on his own. He doesn't need any Beis Din. And therefore the Rambam, who's not interested in the old Takana before Matan Torah, he's Mesiaches, that Takana afterwards, says Moshe Rabbeinu, Tikin Lam Yisrael. Like he says, like Mishta, because the Takana beforehand was meaningless compared to the Takana afterwards. And that's why Moshe, he writes Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe as being the other Hanavim, Rabban shall call Yisrael. So while it's Rabban shall call Yisrael, nobody is mitzvahed to this Takana. So the Sugin, Bava Kama, is Mesiaches to the original Takana. The original Takana was Moshe and the other Hanavim. And Rambam is Mesiaches to the Takana after Matan Torah, and that's just Moshe. He doesn't need the Beis Din. So that's the yeshuv between the Gemara and the Rambam, where the Gemara says that it was the Nevi'im Shebeinayim, and the Gemara says, and Rambam says it was Moshe. So the Rambam's talking about after Matan Torah, Moshe doesn't need any help, and the Gemara's talking about before Matan Torah. So that is the second leg of this incredible journey. And the third is going to be Vaisagaven Lechem Yitzhashem. Hadvarim Ya'iru Be'or Yekarot. Ve'ani Rak Mevakesh Mikvot Ma'alatchem Shetishtatfu Itanu Ve'ezrat Hashem Nireh Niflaot Rabot Ve'atzumot Ve'gdalot Mitorat Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. We know that we shall continue. Shalom, shalom.